In a perfect world, we'd all play nice with each other and we'd all get on just fine. But obviously, we don't live in a perfect world, and that means that sometimes people are going to hurt us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. When someone wrongs you, how do you respond? You know, they ignore you, or they betray you, or they shout at you. However that wrong plays itself out, when that happens, how do you respond? Our first instinct often is to lash out. In part, it's a protective mechanism. But all too often, we want justice. We want recompense. We want revenge. What we want is to hurt them the way they hurt us, only with a double helping. And so we either confront them and tear them to shreds, or we withdraw, regroup, and attack them from behind. That tried and proven stab them in the back routine. Now, whilst that's all a very human response to a wrong, it's not the best response. It's not the response that God's looking for. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brothers and sisters, someone in your group might do something wrong. You who are following the Spirit should go to the one who is sinning. Help make that person right again, and do it in a gentle way. But be careful, because you might be tempted to sin as well. When someone wrongs us, responding with gentleness isn't always the first thing that springs to mind. And yet it's the godly response. When someone does something wrong, the motivation that should be in our hearts is the same motivation that God had in His heart when He sent Jesus to die for us. That motivation should be to make that person right again, to bring them back into the fold. And by far the best way to do that is in a gentle way. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Relationships can be complex and difficult, and yet God's word is such a rich source of wisdom when it comes to even our most difficult relationships. So let me encourage you to stop by at christianityworks.com and head across to the media lounge, where you'll literally find thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find the media lounge at christianityworks.com.